Several organizations in western Massachusetts will benefit this year from a fund created to help carry on the legacy of a renowned advocate for civil rights, housing, education, and social justice. 15 grants totaling almost $11,000 from the Carlos Vega Fund for Social Justice have been announced. Carlos's son, State Representative Aaron Vega, is a member of the fund's advisory board. He spoke with WAMC's Pioneer Valley Bureau Chief Paul Tuthill.
This is the ninth year we've given out grants, and it actually came about through people that are on the advisory board today, Orlando Izaza, Miguel, and Tom Hidalgo, and Miguel Arce and Tom Hidalgo. And the three of them who are friends and confidants with my dad, along with Mary Burks and Sylvia Gavon for years through everything, came together when he was in his last stages of battling brain cancer. For his 60th birthday, we did a fundraiser to kick off a fund in his name. So he was actually alive when we started the fund. He gave some advice, and he was actually his last public appearance. I always love bringing this up, was when we gave out the first round of grants down in Nueva Esperanza 9 years ago. So it came from his friends who wanted to carry on his legacy. And then, I got involved, obviously, being his son and then being in politics. And so now we have the advisory board still with those original people and some new people on the board as well.
And so who are some of the award recipients this year?
Sure. So this year, we get a lot of applications, sometimes similar ones, but, Enchanted Circle Theater and Girls, Inc., they continue to do great stuff with youth involving arts. And we just, we're really concerned, that arts are being cut from schools. So whenever we can support that. One of the kind of more unusual requests this year came again from Granby. And we've just been really excited to work with the Granby Public Schools. We started a mentoring and a mindfulness program with them. So that was really great. We just love the idea of the Carlos Vega Fund having some influence in Granby. But they actually wrote to us and requested, some support to actually purchase, washing machine and dryer, because so many kids who, people don't think about this for Granby necessarily, but kids living in poverty, coming to school with unclean clothes, the inability to have clean clothes, kids living in foster care, kids in and out of DCF custody, just having none of that simple things we just take for granted. That was just one, again, that just given the current socioeconomic situation of so many young people, out of the wheelhouse, you might think, for social justice, but we really felt that was an important thing to fund.
Now, these grants are competitive, obviously, so you've got to say no to some folks. That's got to be kind of difficult at times.
Yeah. We have to say no to a few, and we cut some down. Some people make requests and, ask for $1,000, and they list out what they're going to do. We try to really be purposeful with the money. We try to, if it's about getting the word out, right, for advertising, and maybe it's for a stipend for a guest speaker, we're kind of open to that. But, we don't necessarily like to rent space. We try to leverage the money that we're giving to the organization to say, hey, can you go out? Can you get something donated for free? What's the in-kind donations? And we also don't like to just be part of a big budget. When we're working with groups like Enchanted Circle Theater or Girls Inc. or the Care Center that have, bigger budgets, multi-million-dollar budgets, we want to make sure that this is for a specific program because it's such small dollars, right, under $1,000. So we don't just want to go into the general fund. We want to go into a specific project, an adventure, a guest speaker, something that's going to be enriching to the students or to the participants.
You mentioned that some of these organizations have been awarded money in the past. Do they count on funding from the organization for a particular program so they can repeat it year after year?
Sure. Yeah. So I think about the Holyoke Safe Neighborhood Initiative, right? An organization that we've supported right from day one. One of the first grants. I think that every year we give them a grant. But yeah, we've dropped the amount down. We love the work that Eddie Case is doing and the whole team there, and they've got great network happening. So they asked for $1,000, but we didn't give it that much this year. We didn't want to. Part of what they put in there was buying soda and soft drinks and we're like, yeah, we don't really want to be lined up with buying soda, right? We wanted to do something better. But yeah, I think we do try to, just like any grants, in whether it's big money or small money, you try to wean people off or engage them to come up with new ideas. I think, we've worked with a lot of people that have been denied a grant or got less and try to work with them. We probably have one of the simplest grant application forms, but still sometimes people don't answer the questions or organizations kind of, you know, kind of get mixed up. So we do try to work with people. But yeah, you know, we've had to lower some amounts on parts that we don't think. And the advisory group, you know, we have some really good discussion when we go through the grants, and you know, most of us have some connection to most of the applicants, so we got to kind of put that to the side. But there's so many great groups doing great work that we're just happy to do our part.
Now, I know in the past you've had a ceremony where you mm-hmm. announce these publicly. Is that not going to yep. take place this year because of the pandemic?
Yeah, so we're trying to, you know, it looks like, you know, we this would have been the year actually we have two events. So we always have an event right in the spring when we announce the grants. It's at the Wisteria Hearst Museum, which has been a great partner, and they have my dad's archives, the Carlos Vega archives. You can check out and kind of see the Latino history of Holyoke and Western Mass through the 60s, 70s, and 80s. And it's always a really nice event. Community Foundation's there. We hand out the big check. So we weren't able to do that. We also have a social justice champion. And some years we announce it at that event, and we give them a plaque and a framed picture of art, archival art of Holyoke. And this year we were actually going to line up our social justice champion with a fundraising event this fall. Every 5 years we try to do a big event. This would have been my dad's 70th birthday. So we did one when he was 65, and this would, well, when he would have been 65, and then this one would have been 70. So we've had to postpone that as well. So our social justice champion, you know, is kind of hanging out in the wings. We're trying to figure out, you know, making the announcement, but also trying to maybe leverage it for next year because, you know, we're a donor-designated fund. You know, we can only give away money that we get. So we do need to raise money every year. But, again, giving away $11,000, I think $9,000 the year before. So, you know, we've been pretty consistent giving between $8,000 to $12,000 for the last 9 years.